In the name of the merciful God. Ladies and gentlemen, what is called man is comprised of two components. One is the personality that is invisible, that says I, and is conscious of its existence, and about which the Quran tells us that before being sent to this world, it was created, and the creator of the world took covenant with him regarding him being the Lord. It's called the covenant of Alast. The Quran tells us that it's man's real personality. The visible body is only a cover, a dress for it. However, man has always been extremely keen to know as to how his cover came into existence. Question also arises about the real personality, but God has clarified about it that it's his special decision, and such decisions, whether they are in the form of angels or divine revelation, God has stated clearly, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Man has been given very little of this knowledge. Because this cover of humans was created in this very world, man gets to know a bit more about it. And he's also interested in knowing how this cover came about. Quran has clarified this matter too in some passages. In this regard, some verses of Surah Sajda carry lots of significance. It's in verses 7 to 9 of the 32nd chapter. The Quran is mentioned in it how man was created in his existing material body. We know that there have been two views on it. One view has been very popular among religious people. It goes like this, that a body was made from the clay of earth and then spirit was breathed into it. The other one, which was presented in the recent times by Darwin, and after going through various phases of development, it got popular among scientists. The Quran presents a third view. And in the verses of Surah Sajda, we get glimpses of this view. The Quran has stated its stance in some other passages as well. The gist of this is this: the process that's adopted to create man now, it was adopted in the beginning as well. The Quran invites us to appreciate what is done now. We eat a few things from the soil. There is a factory functioning inside us. They go through certain stages inside us, eventually creating a drop of fluid, likewise a female egg. The two combine, and you see that within the passage of 9 months or so, a living baby comes into existence. The process that has been adopted now, and it takes around 9 to 9.5 months to complete, the Quran tells us that the same process was adopted at the beginning as well, even though it's possible that it took thousands of years in that stage. It actually happened this way, that the clay on the shores of rivers and seas, which by mixing with water becomes like mud, it became like mother's womb for man. That is the same process that happens in the womb of mothers. It happened in the belly of Mother Earth. The ingredients that we eat now to form drop of a fluid and female egg, a similar thing happened in the belly of Mother Earth. And then, after going through different stages, Mother Earth came to the same form, which is now adopted by an egg. This process has been retained. Babies are born in case of many animals not in the manner a human body is born. An egg gets formed first, and then it breaks, and then after a given duration, a baby emerges. The Quran hints at the possibility that this process was adopted. The marshy soil became sounding clay to take the form of an egg, and a living man emerged from it. This process continued for a long while. This process continued until such time that God picked two individuals from them and gave them the ability that they could beget their own species and then breathe His spirit in them. That is, the real personality was given to them, the human personality. Consequently, they emerged as humans like Plato and Aristotle. The Quran has described it in this way. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ. The one who created everything, and how well He created it. وَبَدَعَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ تِينٍ. He started the process of creating man with clay. Elsewhere, He says He created him with mud. حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونٍ. That is, a smelling mud. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Then there was another stage when He developed ability to continue His race with a drop of ordinary fluid. ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ. Then there was a third stage when He refined him, gave him finishing touches. Now then he became capable enough to be given the real personality. It says, فَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. Then He breathed His spirit in him. And what happened as a result of this? وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. The abilities to see, to hear, and to reflect came into existence for you. This is what man is. A different personality came into being. A raw body was formed. It was given finishing touches. The ability to procreate was given. Thereafter, the real personality was provided. And then God gave him the abilities on the basis of which he is ruling over the world. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. This is how you were created, but it's very rare that you are thankful.
أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين.